We do want to try to convert from our dependence on foreign oil. That's why we're going to drill for more in Mexico. But also, as Mr. Bush announced, President, you know, we all know he's not a real president, but he plays one on TV. But the fact is that he was not elected in that sense. He didn't win the popular vote, but he did win the Electoral College, and I think that's very important that he finally did well in college, because of course he is the education president. He's also the health president. Someone mentioned health earlier. He's got a plan for the children, a very good, bold plan to cover the children's health care from the very earliest ages on up to birth. Yeah, but in the field of education, very important. He has asked the fundamental question in the field of education today, which is, of course, is our children learning? Because you see, if they is not, well, then they is not getting good jobs, and then they is not making many fine purchases, and then the terrorists, what, is already winning. So, so George is a good man. He's a kind man. He's kind of a good man. Anyhow, he's a good man of his kind. The fact is that George has explained a number of things to me, and he explained to the American public that we're going to build a hydrogen car, and that's going to be ready just in the next 3-4 generations here. But when that happens, when we get that, and I don't want to hear any complaints when we run out of hydrogen and have to invade East Hydrogenia because some madman over there has nationalized the hydrogen. I don't want to hear any of that. But until we get to that point, gasoline is still very important. And why is it important? It's because of the SUVs. People will ask, why can't you have smaller SUVs? Well, if we had a smaller empire, I could justify smaller SUVs. It's not a little place to get around in. So you need to pack a lot of extra kids in there in case you should run out on the way. There will come a time when you don't have to have such a big SUV to drive down to the Walmart, because you will already be living in the Walmart. You will be living in the residential section of Walmart. But we're not there yet. And so I'd like to do a patriotic number about SUVs.
I like to drive in America. I like to strive in America. I'm so alive in America, polluting more than Derek and Erica. What would Jesus drive to arrive alive? He'd go 55 in some hybrid jive. 8 feet high, enough to look down on mere mortals driving their mere cars. You may say I'm a dreamer, 'cause I visualize emphysema. Seven suns are swarming, causing global warming, melting polar ice caps, raising oceans, perhaps. But while your fuel-efficient mini car's mired in the mud, my SUV will rise above the flood. I live for the biggest vehicles, spiffy, unsustainable vehicles. Give me the best brand, no generica, though it causes global Guernica. Admittedly, my SUV will cause us all to roast, but it will only take a day to drive from coast to coast.